Hey, good day, Columbus Branch. This is a special nighttime postal rap session because I got to clear some things up real quick. Because it's no secret that I care not as a leader or as a union president for Macklemore. I don't make that any secret. Never have, never will. But in all fairness, I posted a podcast that had him doing something even crazier than I thought Bit was qualified to do. And I want to retract that. See, and again, I take no pleasure in it, but again, as I, people bring situations to me and I look at them, yes, there is investigation that goes on to make sure, but when the story is not correct, I'm not going to be one who keeps bull crap floating, or keeps, if I put it out there and it's not right, I'm always going to be man enough to correct it. So here's my correction. What I made fun of as far as being advised or being informed that your local president offered a mail handler $500 to walk away from a grievance, well, that's not exactly true. What happened, I guess, even though I'm not good enough to run the station and they're running through a litany of wannabe Kenny Hodge presidents, I guess BIP is doing a step three in Columbus, and he advised a mail handler that they're not going to win his case. They're pretty much not going to arbitrate his case because they have no win. But instead, he is offering $500 on behalf of the post office to get the grievance resolved. Now, that $500 was a resolve that, again, BIP has already said they're not going to arbit. So you do know if BIP said it, that means he's probably already told Mark Baer that. So the post office knows that the union is not going to arbit case, but the post office, out of the kindness of their heart, is going to offer $500 to resolve the case. Tell me, don't that sound like something's amiss? Come on now. But again, I'm going to definitely look at his case from an EEO perspective, and maybe hopefully I can learn something that I could share with the union on how we may be a little more successful with these type of cases. So in short, what I'm saying is I didn't mean to put bad information out, but it may have gotten a little twisted. What I want to say is the local president has advised the mail handler that at step three, nobody's going to argue his case because it's attendance. Again, we're not even going to look at the right, the wrong, anything. It's an attendance case, so we're not going to argue it. But the post office is offering you $500. And again, this is a deal Mark Baer and BIP are aware of. So if they're not going to argue the case, why would the post office even offer you money? But here we go anyway. That's what the case actually is going on. And as I said to you, I'm going to keep this case on a podcast on a regular basis because I'm going to let you follow through the steps. In fact, the gentleman who this grievances surrounds will probably, we'll do a live set probably tomorrow. And I'll let him explain it to you because what I really don't want you to think is my dislike for the local president that I'm fabricating or I'm looking for issues to put out there, because believe me, I'm not. But as they come and they need to be addressed, then I am going to always attempt to address them. And when I get elected to office, if you hear craziness about me in that manner, I would love it if you would bring it to my attention so one or two things can happen. I can explain to you what's going on, or I can understand that what I'm doing is wrong and correct it. Hey, listen, this is your branch president out of Columbus. You're going to be hearing a lot from me recently, because I want you to follow this case, and maybe we'll all get a look at how things are done in 304. And I will say this. I will attempt as honestly as possible to report accurately, because accurate reporting, I'm sure, is going to be probably much more damaging to the local administration than inaccurate reporting. That's just how inefficient I believe they really are. So here we go, and let's get this case rolling. Hey, listen, again, I'm going to represent, and I'm going to do it very professional, and I'm doing it on a podcast because I want you to be a part of this process. Therefore, it is not even a question of who gets to vote the next election. Hey, listen, what we're going to do right now is I'm going to take us out to a couple of Muhammad Ali quotes.
Telephone booth. I predict that he will go in 8 to prove that I am great. And if he want to go to heaven, I'll get him in 7. He'll be in a worse of fix if I cut it to 6. And if he keeps talking jive, I'll cut it to 5.
Well, do it sound like I'm quiet to you? As loud as I'm hollering, you call me quiet? I'm hollering loud because I can back up every word. And I'll whoop any man in the world, and I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
I've earned a reputation as the Louisville Lip. Well, since he's going to invent a punch called the Lip Button, and I'm the one who usually does the popping off, but he's starting, so I cut this from 8 rounds to 4 rounds. I'm for real, man.
I'm for real.
You just get past Patterson. Come on, rank number 2. Sonny, Jones will fall in 5.
Sonny, come over and make that offer.
All
of them fall. Come over and make that offer.
And you be there to see it, you hear? Man, I don't get hit. I'm the fastest thing on 2 feet, man. Are you crazy? I'm tired of talking. I'm not training too hard for this bum. Henry Cooper's nothing to me. If this bum go over 5 rounds, I won't return to the United States for 30 days. That's final.
And 55,000 people came that night. You should have seen the people. 1 nail. 2 nails. 10,000 on each nail. 15, 20 on some. 4 nails on the 5th nail. People were looking down on the rain. 55,000, and Cleopatra was at ringside to witness. Can this Louisville Lip come over here and call the exact round again? We don't leave it. Come on, sucker.